Welcome to JS Tax Corporation's 36 Chambers of Tax Minimization Strategies. My name is Jamal Crypto J. Solomon, founder of JS Tax Corporation. Goal of this podcast series is to give you real tax advice in 7 minutes or less. Here is my Source Awards pitch to you. Any taxpayer out there that want to be tax savvy and want to stay a star and don't want to have to worry about their tax accountant trying to be all in the TikTok videos, all on YouTube dancing, come to JS Tax Corporation. Let's go. Today's tax minimization strategy is don't ignore carryover deductions. Now, listen, guys, if you've been an adult for more than 30, 40 years, you know sometimes the IRS is just not fair. It is what it is. It's not always great, but for example purposes, you may think that, hey, you might hear somebody like me to say, hey, you qualify for this deduction and credit, only to go to your tax accountant and hear that that tax credit or deductions has limitations on it. You lost 20,000 in stocks, but you only capped at 3,000. What the hell? Hey, that's life dealing with taxes. It is what it is. Are we going to give up? Are we going to cry? Is it going to be January 6th and you're going to storm the Capitol? No. Because there's more to life than taxes. This tax minimization podcast series is just to make it simpler, just to maximize your tax deductions. It's not to cause more stress on you guys. So yeah, you may be that unlucky person that does have limitations, but it's not the end of the world because you got options. Nice, and I'm here to discuss it. Now, for some, I'm not saying all, but sometimes if you find yourself that you've been limited in a deduction or a credit, depending on that credit or deduction, there may be something called carryover. For example, let's go with the stocks. So let's say you didn't have such a great year and you lost 20,000. Your wonderful tax accountant say, hey, it's only capped at 3,000. That doesn't mean the other 17,000 of losses are gone forever. That means that you could carry over. And next year it'd be another 3,000. Now you got 14,000 left. And the other years, another 3,000. Now you got 11,000 left. So that's called carryover. Now, a lot of times where clients sometimes mess up, in my professional opinion, turnover. Sometimes clients don't stay with their tax accountants forever. So let's say you was with your tax accountant and you decided to leave, and your new tax accountant should have but didn't ask to review your tax returns. So they didn't know that you had that 20,000 carryover. And now you're losing money every single year because you had 17 more thousand dollars of carryover for future years. So this is where, guys, I say this in every episode. This is where you have to be proactive in your quest to maximize your tax deductions. Do know that if you go to another tax accountant, make sure that they review your prior year tax returns. Make sure that if you have any carryover, whether it's from a general business credit, a home office deduction, net operating losses, capital losses, charitable contributions, make sure that person review it and you bring it up to them. Because sometimes they can review it and totally miss out on it. Bring it up to them. Say, hey, please make sure that you are aware that I have these carryovers because we're not about tax avoidance. We're not about tax evasions because I am not trying to get you to go to jail. However, I'm not also trying to get you paying more than your fair share of taxes. There's 100 other million people that should do what they need to do. And it shouldn't be on you. So what I am recommending by you being proactive is pay your fair share, but don't pay the government more than you have to. And when you ignore your carryover deductions, When your tax accountant ignore it, you are giving the government more money than they deserve. All right, guys. So just always be aware. And if you just listen to all my episodes, guys, it's only 7 minutes or less. I did that intentionally. I could go on for an hour on each topic, but I just wanted to open up your minds. I want you to be proactive and eliminate that thought that you said only billionaires and millionaires have all these tax advantages and stuff. Yes, they do, because they pay their firms $1 billion so they could do it for them. But hey, everybody could save thousands of dollars on their taxes. You just got to know what's out there, and you just got to know that sometimes you got to do your part. So until next time, guys, protons, electrons always causes explosions.